This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, October 19th. Well, cattle markets were fairly quiet in the live cattle futures yesterday, trading basically another inside day. So we are converging into quiet trade in the live cattle space. It's worth noting that bull spreads were working yesterday. We were up slightly on the front months and either unchanged or down slightly on the back months. In feeder cattle, kind of drifting lower, back down testing last week's lows and this significant low that we put in over the last few weeks in the January contract. November's are pretty close to that, but not quite yet. But the bull spreads were working yesterday in feeder cattle. And I think that was more of a correction from the previous day that we saw the bear spreads kind of really kick in the previous day. So I think that we're correcting that, which is a good sign that you're not continuing with the bear spread activity. And the market was lower, but the bull spreads were working. So I do think feeders are going to find support here, but obviously they're having trouble turning the corner and maintaining any upward momentum. Cash markets, fairly quiet yesterday. We did see some trade on the dressed market at 293, which was up one from last week's average. Box beef values were lower. Choice down 128 at 304. Select down 28 at 278. So the spread lost a dollar. We're sitting at 25.51. Movement was another strong day at 173 loads. Slaughter rate yesterday, 126,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 377. That's down 2,000 from the previous week and down 2,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index was up 27 cents at 247.10, and the daily report had us at 245.11. So we're still trending below the average. So that's still going to be a drag on that 7-day average. So we'd expect to see that continue to work its way lower slightly anyway. So the cash trade, fairly quiet so far. Feeder cattle index is drifting lower. So there's not a lot to look at and say, okay, this is what's going to turn the market higher. I think from a seasonal perspective, the live cattle will find support on breaks. Feeders, you're still in your fall run seasonal, but I do think there's a good base of demand underneath this market. You're going to see a lot more heifer retention and just even steer retention for that matter. For the backgrounder guys, they've got feed. If they don't need the cash, they're probably going to hold these calves back just because we're in such a strong bull market. I would expect that when we get into January, you typically do see a run of cattle come to town again. And largely that's for tax reasons. But it's also because you're about to get into the calving season. You don't want to be burdened too much. So you tend to see a lot of these background calves start to come into the market in January. So I would expect that if you're going to be holding back more, even if they are heifers, you'll probably see more calves come into the market in January. So that's just something to keep in mind as we work our way through the winter. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.